Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
To just share briefly with you, and then we are going to turn over this service to the Holy Spirit. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, let's stand and read together. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 8. Let's read together. Let thy garment be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. One more time. Let thy garments all be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. This morning, I want to share with you on why many lose their anointing. Please sit down. The anointing is the power of God being channeled in the direction of His will. Every time that God is set to create new pathways, God knows that there will be resistance. God knows that there will be challenges. So what He does is He releases His power to go and open those forests. He opens all those shafts. He releases them. Some of the things that you are doing, some of the things that people say is the reason why you cannot be married, some of the things that people use and say is the reason why you cannot step into your mandate, are the same things and even worse that others have, and yet they are making progress. The same disability, the same problems. Other people have it and they are making progress. It's not the problem. It's not that thing you have. There is something else we need to do. There are different layers of anointing. But one of it that I like is the bulldozer anointing. That one that takes the head of Goliath with his own weapon. That's the beautiful thing about killing Goliath. It wasn't the stone. The stone only brought him down. Come on now. It only brought him down. But David used the sword of Goliath to take off his head. That, I don't know, I was watching, I don't even know. They say they weighed the sword. It was like, is it? 5 bags of cement. I would either 3 or 5 bags. When they weighed Goliath's sword, that's how I will confirm. That's how heavy it is, that sword. So you can imagine that David didn't lift the sword with one hand. He must have lifted it with his two hands. And you only have one opportunity to use that sword, because after then you have to drink water. You have to drink water. You can't carry down and then be doing your shoulder like this. Once you carry that bag of cement, just go and sit down. Everything you are going through in your life now is training for that moment. All those things you are praying and say, God, take away this problem, and He didn't take it away. God was priming your spirit for pressure, because you only have one opportunity to go for His head. One opportunity. If David was planning to learn how to carry 5 bags of cement that day, the hand of the Lord is not shortened. If you are praying, there is something, there is a now season, there is a particular season that God has earmarked for your deliverance. The worst thing you can do to yourself is to not maintain your confident trust in Him, or to begin to say, if you did it there, why is my own? The moment you put a question mark on His integrity, you are in trouble. Because even Satan will not be able, Satan will just leave you there, go and create your own hellfire for you. He said, let your garments be always what? White. And let your head lack no oil. It is possible for a man to have a great destiny, to be called of God, and yet there is no oil over his head. Another scenario is when David said, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. It is possible to live on stale anointing. Stale. Huh? You've used it to fry chin chin. You use it to fry puff puff. What else are you frying? You fry akara, not bean cake, akara. Because that one is different. This one is Nigerian, this one is foreign. What else do we fry? Now, at a particular point, when you now fried something you wanted to really eat, you now notice the taste is not... Because you have finished the destiny of that oil. Frying other things. Bro Bush, what are... It's a serious matter, Bro Bush. So, with every time you dispense, you know, the grace of God, the power of God, every time you talk to somebody with scriptures, you are dispensing power. A woman came around him and she touched the hem of his garment and he stopped. Say, somebody touched me. He said, virtue left me. That means when the anointing flows, it doesn't stay, it goes out. So it is careless of you to assume. It is careless of you to assume that after every battle, you got my anointing. No, you depleted. That's why Jezebel didn't show up the first time. She allowed the 400 prophets first. Because after every major breakthrough, the next person you see is Satan, not God. After every major breakthrough, you will see Jezebel. She will come. Thinking that the prophet is already tired. Did you see the way Elijah responded when he was dealing with the prophet? He was confident. Did you notice? He went to sit down. Call your God. Oh yeah, take mic. Shout. So I can hear you well. You know, maybe he traveled. Oh yeah, do WhatsApp call. Maybe he's in another country. Oh yeah, use FaceTime. Do you use FaceTime? Oh yeah, call your God on FaceTime. Say it's not picking. Send email. Say it's not responding. Oh yeah, pray. Oh, shout. Oh, he may be in a meeting. He was taunting them because his reserve was full. He had energy for the journey. After that scenario, Jezebel sent him a love letter. Say, by this time tomorrow. You say, and there are those battles when they come like that, they come with time. He said, if your head is still, you see that kind of battle is specific. We are coming for your head. He said, if by this time tomorrow, there is somebody called Elijah. I mean, your head is still joined to your body. May my name be removed from the book of life. When somebody places a curse on herself in the name of our gods, my brother, don't say we know what we know. We are men of God. We know what we are. We know what God has done in the past. My brother, you may be looking at the guy and say, this small girl, who is she? She's just 90 years old. We have been working with the Lord. When she says, get ready for me, I'm coming to your house tomorrow. And it's going to be hot. My brother, first thing first, you need to leave the house. You need to leave the house. Don't be a hero. You understand? Don't be a hero. Leave the house. That's the first thing. Don't say, we know what we know. Don't say, I'm anointed. Don't say, I know the grace. I know the seven archangels that appeared to me when God called me. My brother, you are already on your deathbed. Can you now, for you to now see the impact of that one statement? People who walk in power don't talk too much. They will just send you a love letter. Have you noticed when you are going to get that job and you went to the office of Tina and then Tina just wrote, Dear Gbenga, kindly assist. Abi? Who know? You know what I'm saying? Say, kindly assist. She doesn't even need to sign. They know her writing. Tina, say amen. Amen. Do you know that kind of thing? It's a feeling. Like, sir. Mr. Tunde, Madam Tina said, oh, okay, it's a writing. It would be an insult for me to call her and say, did you write that thing? Oh, you don't know. Okay, sit down. Bring file. Fill form. You have gotten job. Fill form. People who work in authority don't talk too much. They just send you love letter. By this time tomorrow, you are a dead man. Go and call your family, greet them, settle them, share your property. It's over. Did you see the impact? That was a calculated warfare, not against his calling, but against his soul. Because the devil could not touch his anointing, but the devil could touch his soul. So the devil cast despair on his soul. You now saw the way he was talking. What was the first thing Elijah did when he got the letter? He ran. He said, this one is not the one of calling fire. This one is not fire. One Jezebel is more than 400 prophets. Ah, you didn't hear that one. I say one Jezebel is more than 400 prophets. She doesn't prophesy, but she has capacity in the spirit. You notice she was in there, our God, come down, send fire. We are not selling fire. I just send you a love letter. Dear Elijah, how are you? Tomorrow I'm coming. You are going to die. Bye-bye. No address, no phone number, no email. Just take it to him. It was where Elijah was to say, yes, my God is good. I told you, he will send fire. They say, sir, you have a letter. See? You people should be praising God, I'm coming. He carried his bag. It is possible to be a man of the spirit and not know what to do to replenish. Elijah ran away, and when God spoke to him, do you know what he said? That's how you know the impact of those words. They were occultic words. They were words from the realms of darkness. They were not mere words. Just the way I said to Mama, that I said that the person who has this stomach issue is gone. But you heard words, but Mama heard spiritual words. So it had spiritual impact. If she spends the next 1 year, that means she would have spent at least 120,000 buying drugs. You don't know what people are going through. Just open your mouth and be talking anyhow. But that affliction is gone. Amen. I said that affliction is gone. Amen. A woman spoke. The man fled. And when God met him on the journey, what did Elijah said? He said, let me die. I am not better than my fathers. That word she spoke was the spirit of death unleashed against the servant of God. So you saw that subconsciously, even though he was anointed, he was wishing for death. Between when the miracle happened and fire fell, and when God met him, who talked about death? Where is that thought coming from? Are you with me? If at all Elijah was weak, should he be thinking about death? Hello, somebody that calls down literal fire, should he be thinking about death? So where did that thought come from? You don't understand that spiritual battles are fought at the level of thought and imagination. That's why the scriptures say we must cast down imaginations. They are not your thoughts. They are being planted into your mind so that you can adopt them and make them yours. The moment you accept them, the gate is open. All this marriage is said, everybody will tell you, you are fine. Why are you not married? You are fine. Somebody's wife. Where is the somebody? You may even be tempted to begin to respond in the flesh on WhatsApp, putting your pictures everywhere. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying why. Why? You say, yes, I woke up this morning. You better get up and get serious with your destiny. This is my mood. Brabush. This thing, like these people don't understand though. Listen to me. Where did that thought, because you just woke up one morning and felt like, I'm wasting my time in Lagos. That was not your prevailing thought when you went to bed. And you woke up with that thought, and you don't think an enemy is doing something. The devil knows that if you stay here 5 years from now, you would have come into a place of influence with God. The devil will attack the seed before it begins to grow. 1 John tells us, he said, he that's of God, the seed of God is in him. Many times, the only person who doesn't know there's a seed in him is the person carrying the seed. This is the Almighty Elijah. This is the one that was said that before Jesus will come, one will come in the spirit of Elijah. So Elijah is not a small boy. He has been in this business. Elijah has learned the ability to stay away from man so that he could abide with God. Elijah was a man that if he told you will die, there's nobody that will reverse it. But when the woman sent him a letter, Elijah was not able to properly analyze that statement to understand that there were curses being released against him. That when that woman said, your body shall be disjointed from your head, it was a declaration of the spirit of death. So Elijah ran, thinking that he escaped her, but his thoughts had captured the energy. So when he got into the wilderness and God said, what are you doing here? He said, let me die. You think you are being honest. There's an unleashment against your soul. You think you are being honest. When they ask, what's wrong with you? I'm just depressed. There is an unleashment against your soul. Why are you depressed? I don't know. Do you know people are depressed? Many times don't know why they are depressed. This is how to track spiritual attack and then begin to bring them down. That's why many of you, when they pray for you, you will still be dreaming and finding yourself in the places that you have once lived, the school you once went to. You'll be seeing yourself in, because as long as the devil can put that image in front of you, you'll be bound. Spiritual battles are fought at the realms of imagination and thoughts. That's why we can pray for people and speak in tongues and tell them God says you'll be free, and they will still not be free. Because spiritual, your imaginations are legal transactions. Your thoughts are legal transactions. If you think that nobody will love you enough to be begging you to marry you, you have said it. Regardless of the prophet. Why do many lose the anointing? Because of the power of sin. Sin. The anointing only thrives under certain atmospheres. It's just like in those days on Forever Living Product. They will tell us that there are many, I don't know, is it bacteria that cannot survive in an alkaline, is it bacteria or virus, that cannot survive in an alkaline environment. So they will tell you to be buying supplements. You'll be paying tithe in church and paying tithe to Forever. Meanwhile, the guy that signed you up is the one collecting the money. This man. In those days, Kenny will see my wife. Pastor Wumi, you look so tired. Are you still going to work tomorrow? My say yes. Say, no, 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 I can't do that kind of job. See, I have a plan. There's a way we are rolling. We have our meetings, you know, and all of that. To sign up. My say, it is well. Oh, God will take us to that level. last. We are all together forever. Hey. See the way they are dancing the kingdom of God. He has finally come. Hey. Be careful what you wish for. And see, you people need to know I'm very serious. Eh? Yeah. Just. The issue is not Kenny. The problem would have been for Kenny to have stayed stuck to his previous conviction when God was opening another door. Because some of you only heard go. You only heard Abraham kill your son. And you switch off your phone, switch off your spiritual email, no antenna, you remove it, you break it, because God has spoken. Now when God says don't kill again, say no, I must obey God. I have promised God anytime he talked to me, I must obey now. And then God said, you have killed somebody. He said, no, he told me, say me. Because in your mind, you and God, together, forever, together. And God said, this guy, his body is too human. He's too forward. You just tell him, my son, hey, together, forever, together. You slow down. The one that called you is the master of time. Cool down. If you are not someone who is patient, you can't grow in the anointing. You can't grow. You will not know the connection, but you will not grow in it. You won't grow in the power. That's why it takes time, prayer, meditation in the world, waiting on him, staying under the atmosphere of the world to generate certain atmospheres. It's not because God cannot give it to you in 1 second. Because if you don't learn the heart of patience in working with God, no matter how much God wants to use you, he himself is restricted because he is a patient God. Even God is a patient God. He said, let not your garment be what? Be stained. Let it always be white. One of the conditions for the anointing is purity. It must become a personal matter. It's not because you are in church. Come on, say, I hear you. The power of sin must be broken. You can do it and nobody will know. But the moment you do it, you have made an exchange in the realm of the spirit. For the grace that should have been allocated. In those days, in our SU revival, when we were in the SU, we used to have one song we used to sing during praise worship. You know, our songs then were very blessed. Very blessed. I'm telling you, you can't be in church during praise worship. It's a message on your any message. You'll be hearing songs like, you cannot hide it from God. You cannot hide it from God. You may cover your sin. Now, the sister leading worship, she is the prayer secretary for the choir. So she's very holy. And the way she plaits her hair, you know she has no business with this world. She's just waiting for Jesus to come and take her home. They are the kind of people that when they begin to sing some songs, those songs we sing about the bride of Christ and Jesus, heaven, you see the way they will be joyful. They will be joyful. Give me one song about heaven that we used to sing those days. All those, I'm running a race to meet my Redeemer. There's a joy, you see it in their face. They have no business with this world. Oh, you want to become great, that's your me. But you know, all those songs were messages, and we had little fornication. People are not getting pregnant because from the start of the service to the end, they are preaching to you. One of my churches, Apostolic Faith, after we finish preaching, they will now say, she come to the altar. Whether you have been born again for 10 years or 100 years, you will come and kneel down and we'll be crying. All of us will be crying. I was a member. And even during praise worship, is this orchestra. Your spirit must be in the church. All those rioters, you are on Instagram, you cannot, the atmosphere, they coordinate it. What was that song we used to sing, Deeper Life? I've got an anchor that keeps my soul steadfast and sure where the billows roll. Oh my God. Standing strong as in the Savior. You see, no matter this evil spirit that came with you that morning, either the evil spirit sit down and hear the word, or you go outside. But today you can give yourself a wiper till even you and the praise worship leader, you are winking to yourself. Together forever. Now you say, Pastor, God told me she's my shut up. We know why you are sitting in front. You are winking. He says it's part of praise worship. Anything that is in Sokoto. We know all of you, and we have your number. He said, let your garment be what? Look at that statement. Whose responsibility is that? A deliberate step to stand on the word, to resist everything that God says to resist. Not say, oh, the Holy Spirit. Structure your home in such a way that iniquity cannot easily come in. Let your garment. Some people are bothered about other people's garment. Hello? He said, let your. If you spend time on this one, you won't see other things. You won't be looking for the log in other people's eyes. You will now be filled with mercy when somebody around you makes a mistake because you also know what it takes. Journey with the Lord by faith. Many times trusting him with tears in your eyes. Having nothing with you except the word that he said to you that I will be with you. The issue of sin. And sin is falling away from the mark. When God tells you every morning, spend so time with me. Every 3 days in a month, beginning of M, this is how I want to be relating with you. That instruction is for you. To deviate from it is falling away from the mark. That is sin. There's a stain on your garment. Listen to me. You can fast, you can pray, you can do everything. But the greatest propeller of power is holiness. You hear what I said? I said you can fast. You can pray. The greatest propeller of power is holiness. Number two. Why do many lose the anointing? Because they do not engage in spiritual exercises. Hello, let me ask you a question. Is it easy to pray 3 hours? I think it's very easy because the last time we did it, under 5 minutes, 3 hours, you know, sharp, 3 hours. Just pray. 3 hours, just like, you know, when you hear some people, especially pastors, when they talk about praying 3 hours, they don't make it look like it's actually 3 minutes. It's when you start to now realize that, oh boy, 30 minutes have no be being so. see the way your work clock will just be moving. It will now look. See, move now. Say, no, I'm coming. Wait. Now go back again. Challenge. Which kind of thing be this? Shakadawa. You think that by now praying, firing the thing will move. When you now fire, the thing will now slow. When you come out, you become ashamed of yourself because when you spoke to Adeshola, she told you about 7 days vigil she just did and how God helped her. She was, yeah. So you either think, she's lying. People are lying in church. She's lying. This is not possible. My brethren, if you want to learn how to pray, it's not when an apostle lay hand on you, you will get it. You cultivate it. It takes time. It takes time. The first time I prayed 7-10 hours one day, I didn't do it alone. I did it with people. Because I know if I did it alone, I'm the one that will finish the prayer myself and run away. That's why I said to you, if you are not spiritually smart in this age, you will not have prayer life. That's why I say, you have Zoom account. Church has Zoom account. Log into church Zoom account. Be seeing yourself online and be praying, be speaking in tongues. Hold yourself to accountability. Because one of the things that makes men lose their anointing is when they don't commit to spiritual exercises, like meditating in the word, like sitting, forcing your flesh to sit under the word of God. It's not easy. The only person enjoying a 3-hour message is the pastor that is preaching. I know you won't admit. I said the only person enjoying that message is the pastor that is preaching. And he said, are you still there? Are you still there? I said, oh God, finish. This thing, no, they finish. We'll continue next week. So, but you need to be able to discipline yourself. Because I found a strong correlation between people who are able to pray hours and people who are able to sit under the word for hours. You see, people who learn how to sit under the word for hours, it's the same thing for them. Whether they are praying, even when they are praying, they are hearing the word. God is speaking to their heart. But for you, you may not understand how that thing works. You want to jump from 10 minutes to 3 hours. Please, who has done this to you? You can. It's not everybody that we have a supernatural experience of being able to pray 7 hours. You can develop yourself and say, okay, this month, I want to move from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And then when you get to 30 minutes, switch off your phone, turn away your camera or your wristwatch, then now start praying. Then when you do it over a period of time, your body gets used to it. I have prayed for hours before and I fell sick. You didn't hear that one. I said I prayed for hours. After then, the malaria in my body came out. I went to buy drug. It's a serious matter. Spiritual exercises like waiting on the Lord. Now, waiting on the Lord here does not mean fasting. Are you still here? I say waiting on the Lord does not necessarily mean fasting. It means that you are in a mental posture where you are under his authority, standing and waiting for how you may serve him. It's like a waiter at the restaurant. How may we serve you, sir? And he says, just stand there. And while you are there, like David, don't just be looking like Lucoze. You can take your guitar and begin to worship. So waiting time is worship time. I say waiting time is what? It's worship time. That's how I learned how to sing. I'm not a gifted singer. But when you are waiting, and then you begin to pray in tongues, and then songs begin to come. So our father in Zaria, in Jos, Kaduna, It was on those moments you be hearing songs like, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. You know that song? With my mouth shall I make it known. From the rising, from the rising of the sun, right unto his going down, I will sing of the mercies of the... When Papa Devon sings, he sings like you are reading it in Psalms. It's as almost like you can see it in the book of Psalms. He sings like a psalm. He doesn't sing like a singer. He's not one of those people trying to blow. You understand? He's just waiting on the Lord and picking sounds. With my mouth shall I make... This part of the spiritual exercise. From the rising... Spiritual exercises are very important. And the key to getting the best from exercises is that you do it every day. Are you with me? You do it every day. Some of you will say you are under a curse. You don't have prayer life. I didn't say you don't do vigil. I say you don't have prayer life. There is a particular temperature. Do you know that in the scriptures, one of the symbols of demon spirits are flies? In fact, there is a particular demon, I think it's Beelzebub, it's called the Lord of the Flies. But if you are hot enough, they won't come around. Your worship time. And I'm not just talking about, I think my wife was working out this last week. And she said I should join her. I said, the Lord is not leading me in that direction. The Lord doesn't lead me in that direction. I just want to stay in bed, praise God. You are the one that has a leading, you know, I'm looking at the color of the money. I'm seeing green. I woke up this morning, I'm seeing green. As in dollars or dollars. So let's focus on that. You will be working out. That's what I say. All the last 1 week is green, green, green. I don't know who is bringing it, but I'm seeing it. It's green. It's green. Say the land is green. It's everywhere. Just saying. So you work out. If I get this thing, you can even walk in the SF. You see, the thing is, whenever she goes out to, you know, tries to work out, she goes for like 1 hour. And she does it consistently. So the key here is what? Consistency. Don't only wait for when you are, the devil has got to the front of your gate. You are now shouting, Holy Ghost, fire. God say, if I catch you there, you that person that is talking there, what's your name again? Say, if you call my name again, fire will consume you. Because we didn't see you in the last 3 months. We've not seen you. Because somebody just blow breeze in front of your house. You say, hey, if I hear your... Spiritual exercises are very important. And they are not things you want to just do casually. If you are able to structure your life in such a way that, okay, first of every month, you come into every month waiting on the Lord, praying. Maybe you could have like 3 or 4 hours praying, meditating, studying scripture, feeding your spirit. You know, you do it consistently. That's the key. Those are the things that put you in an atmosphere. I remember listening to Pastor. He was saying that one of the things he does is not really a big fasting machine like that, like some of you may want to think. But one of the things that works for him is that he can put himself in a particular room and just exposed to an atmosphere of worship. Sometimes he withdraws from everybody. Some of you don't know that staying away from people is good for your health. Because you always want to be the life of the party. Pastor, I say I just stayed, you know, I just listened to songs. Sometimes he even begins to sing new songs that he receives there, waiting on the Lord. And if you see him when he prays, that's the same way he prays. He would just sing, and then he just enters into the prophetic. I don't really do that. Even though it's my fine Lord. I do it, but I rarely do it. Because every gift has a switch. Every gift has a switch. So you must know the switch. But you will not know the switch if you are lazy. If my wife decides to work out every morning and you know that you don't have time to do in the morning, what about in the evenings? So you can't be comparing yourself to my wife. Find your switch, plug in there. I've talked about the issue of sin. I've talked about the issue of spiritual exercises. Fasting. There are some demons that don't respond to your songs. They respond to an empty stomach. Say this kind. You can't take it away. It was Jesus that said it. No matter the Bible you want to quote, it was Jesus that said this kind. Cometh not except by what? By fasting. This kind of demon must not meet food in your stomach. He said, albeit this kind. So we have a lot of lazy people who think by praying to God on Facebook, their problem will be solved. I've opened the account. I'm going to send you the link. IamGod@facebook.com. I am God. You join me. So if you tell me, I'll be sending it to him. One of the things that take away God's glory like nothing I've seen in my life is standing in the spotlight of God's glory. Standing in the spotlight of God's glory. A lot of Christians are guilty. And you see it in the way they share testimonies. Some people share testimonies like, when I prayed, I fasted, I knew God was going to do something. You are treading on dangerous ground. God is very nice, but he doesn't share glory. It's just like you trying to touch somebody. You touch David. David is very gentle. David is the gentlest person in this church. Apologies from those of you watching from US. There's something called gentlest. God, go and touch his wife. You just see David, just say, Pastor David, what's going on now? What's going on? And you're like, so are you acting? Well, you are a gentle boy now. Why are you acting? Say, hey, no. What's the matter? And actually, what? No. Please move like this first. Don't be close to my wife. You will see his red eye. It's the same way, like me now, as I'm very holy now. You understand? As I'm very holy. Everybody, even in this area, there's one man going that is very holy. You know, tell me, I say, Madam, where you are just pushing her? I will not even talk to you. There's one armor I have inside my boot. I'll go and confirm if he's still there. I say, God, forgive me. I want to send somebody to you now. Just the way you react when somebody tries to insult your wife is the same way God reacts when you share his glory. He can strip you naked. He looked at a king. The man was talking. And people were screaming, wah, wah. It's just the way we used to do when Michael Jackson would be singing. It would just stand like this. People would just be, hey, falling under the anointing. I'm not joking. Wah. Oh, boy. I told myself I'll be coordinated today for the cameras. You watch some of those things. You'll be like, is this madness? The guy will just stand. Meanwhile, you have been praying 7 days. God, anoint me. God, anoint me. When you now get to church, receive it. Kenny now stood like this. He said, take it now. Anything, sir. You have been praying, God, anoint my head. 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 Nothing. Michael Jackson just stood. The moonwalker. Oh! Where is this power? Go and check all of them how they ended. Including Michael Jackson. Go and check all of them. Everybody who stood in the spotlight. Go and check them. Pastor, artist, musician, anybody. You see, that glory matter is not a Christian thing. No? That glory matter is not a Christian thing. God will fight you personally. He won't send an angel to do it. There was a day Herod stood. He was talking, yeah, we've come all the way from headquarters to see how you people are doing. We are interested in your welfare. You are all going to be blessed. He was ready to kill Peter. He said, let me just talk to my people. I want to bless my people. Your people. David counted the nation of Israel and God was mad. He wants to know how many people he has. He wants to know how many branches he has started. He wants to know where the next, the new headquarters will be. He wants to know how many people are in that church. You are counting. Say this one. He said, now I want you to choose your punishment. You know that's what God said to you? He said, David, I want you to choose your punishment. Whichever way, you can't escape. But there's a smart guy. You see, in every principle, there's a cheat code. But if you don't hang around God, you will never know. All you'll be seeing is option A, B, C, D. Let me kill how many people here. Let me kill all those people. Were they the ones who sinned? Were they the ones who sinned? It is always the subject that suffer first before the leader. So I want to know. The Bible says, and Satan moved the heart of David to number the people, and God struck. I don't share my glory. You are a shepherd. You are a boy at the backside of desert. You are the you. Nobody knew your name. Nobody wanted you. Nobody chose you. Even when Samuel came, they didn't call you. Now you want to number the people. You are just a shepherd boy. Your best friend was a sheep. An animal at best. Say, number the people. You even took your neighbor's wife. What's your name again? Say, Beersheba. Come, come, come into my presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. God's glory is not a Christian matter. As an unbeliever, as a believer, God will fight that person personally. So when God begins to, one of the ways you know is that you begin to minister under a reduced unction. When God is angry at you, just know the anointing is coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. The Bible said, and the woman said, Delilah said to Samson, your enemies are upon you. And he shook himself. He shook himself as other times, and he wist not that the Spirit of God has left him. When he comes, many times he comes with noise. Acts chapter 2, there was a sound from heaven, and fire fell like cloven tongues upon their head. But when he was going to leave Samson, where's my bag? Where's the other one? Let's go. He doesn't want us again. God doesn't play with certain things. He doesn't play with his glory. You can't be praying and asking for a major move of God in your life and you want to share secret testimony. Foul. Say there were 10 of you that were healed. Where are the other 9? He didn't tell them to come back, but he expected it. Yes, common sense is needed in the gospel. Yes, share the glory of God. All the glory be to God. Thank God for testimonies. Thank God. You know, sometimes I just ask myself, how these things really happen? It's as if we are just saying words and people are coming to confirm them. But I tell God, you are great. I am not. I will not get it mixed up. You are great. I am not. Simple as ABC. Solves your problem. Write it in PowerPoint. Paste it on your wall. Paste it in your restroom. Paste it in your office. God is great. I am not. QED. Paste it everywhere. Make it your screen guard. Put it there so that anywhere you get to in life, you will have things around you reminding you of who you are and who he is. Come on, let me tell your neighbor, don't share his glory. Tell your neighbor, don't touch his glory. There was an idol, his name was Dagon. He touched the glory of God when they brought the ark into the camp of the Philistines. And God's it's as if God came out of the ark and started cutting him limb by limb. A God, oh, limb by limb. By the time they came in the morning, God decorated the species on the floor. Because he dared come close. Who are you? Our nation doesn't know the fear of God. The reason why there is sin in the church is because people don't know the fear of God. Which Bible did Joseph read when he decided he won't touch Potiphar's wife? Do you think his Bible is the spirit of the fear of God? Please preach to your neighbor, don't touch God's glory. If you want to grow in the anointing, anointing means more responsibility because God increases your capacity, he gives you grace. I say I have 5 points, but I don't know if you can do it, so maybe I'll just say. Let me just give you one more. Maybe if we are good, I will continue next week, depending on the way I feel. If you smile at me, if you greet me, I might finish the message. If you don't greet me, I move to the book of Hebrews. Overuse of the oil in the vessel. That's the last one I want to give you. Overuse of the oil. Pastor preaching from place to place, not prioritizing waiting on the Lord. Overuse of the oil. The anointing can be used in the business place. You can use the oil till it changes taste and color. And not remember that you... God, may I not prioritize your work more than I prioritize you. It's very easy. You would have been doing it before you know. May I not prioritize your work more than I prioritize you. He said, Abraham, walk before me. Don't collect son and lose your destiny. Walk before me and be perfect. Overuse of the oil in the vessel. Every time you should structure a way that you intend to continually wait on God. Because the day David will face Goliath, pastor's number will not ring. So you must be ready. Come on, say ready. Come on, tell your neighbor ready. You must be ready. The day the battle will start, you will not get an SMS alert the day before. They didn't tell David to go and kill Goliath. They told him to go and deliver food. Then he met Goliath. What time did he have to be ready? You will always need replenishment. Always. 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 You will always need replenishment no matter who you are. You will always need replenishment. You will always need to... And these are things that you can do. The secret, there's no secret. It's there in the open. Waiting on the Lord. Have you been in a worship meeting before and you couldn't even sing? You are just soaking in. You just realize, oh, I've missed this. When I go to Jaws, those are one of the things I do. I enjoy the worship. Because me, are they single? I'm like the lizard that jumps from the roof and then greets itself that you have done well. But when I go to Jaws, my brother, that thing they call worship, they have it. Forget. If I get there, Mondays, I'll just enter prophetic so that nobody will chance me. But that worship team, no. You have to give it to them. They have it. And it's not surprising. The song of the Lord is always very strong in places of great and intense battles. In places of intense persecution. Where they always don't know what the next day will bring. So you find that the song of the Lord is always coming forth. To prep the atmosphere. To keep the people of God in a camp place. That's why you will not see some manifestations in Lagos. Because we are too comfortable. We depend on our... Everything is an app away. Which app is that? I don't download them. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Everything is an app away. Nobody will app anything for you in Jaws. Better enter bus and start checking. So every time you are used in deploying the will of God, every time you obey God, every time God tells you to do something, do not be careless. There is need for replenishment. The issue here is not that many of you are not anointed. The issue is that you are running on stale oil. In fact, the issue is that there's no oil again. But that's because you don't engage in spiritual exercises. Some of us are very proud, and the proudest people I've ever known. Apologies to my American friends. The proudest people I ever know are the ones that look humble. I'm telling you. There's no proud man that believes he's proud. They believe they are real. They believe they are just... We say it the way it is. Okay, you are proud. You know the thing with proud people? Not only are they proud, they get results. They are result driven. So it's hard for you to say... Their pride is not justified. Are you with me? It's hard for you to say their pride is not justified. Except that when God saw that man that was greeting the people before killing Peter, he was angry. And the angel said, Baba, don't move. And he began to rot while standing. That was an angel. If God came down, maybe the guy would just evaporate. I say, Baba, let me handle this one. I've been waiting. He smote him. And the man began to decay. Do you know how many days it takes for a body to decay? That means they hastened the decomposition rate while he was still alive. And he became rotting from inside. Covered with maggots. Simple things you can follow, and you will see the anointing always fresh in your life. Come on, say simple things. There are simple things you can follow. Don't lose the anointing over your life. God has a mandate. God has something he wants to do with you. Don't lose it. Because this is your season. Hallelujah. Rise to your feet.